you'll be the one to address.
Okay, thanks, Jesse.
Hi, Ray?
Yes.
Hi, Ray. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great. You know what? It's Friday, so we made it, right?
Yeah, we made it, buddy.
Yeah. So, Ray, it looks like your file was just sent over to me to go over the product details as well as the pricing. Now, before I get into the price for you, Ray, did you have any questions about the program, how it works?
Not real. Included?
Okay. So, now you've been in business for 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
a little
wonderful. Okay. Well, it looks like Max did put in a promotional rate for you because, you know, you're 5 years and under. We actually do have what's called a new in business credit, so I can put that in to reduce the price there. Now, we'll be able to get you listed within the cities and zip codes you want within your service area in that 50 miles. I mean, there's definitely a lot here we can do for you. I was kind of doing a quick scan of your company, and I didn't see a whole lot for you online. I did see that you had Yelp. I mean, is that something you're paying for, or do you just have the free service?
No, I don't use Yelp. I don't know nothing about Yelp. I don't know how I got on Yelp.
Oh,
probably,
really?
Probably my daughter, when she was in from Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you're on a couple of different things, MapQuest, Yelp. You have your Google Business Profile. So she set that all up for you.
You think you can help me out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me more calls. Can you get me more calls?
100%.
No doubt. Okay, let's do it. Let's give me pricing.
Okay. So I definitely want to help you out here, Ray, so I can get you in for a reduced rate of just $249 month to month. That would be a flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs. It's about $7 a day. There's also no contracts with us. So, you know, we actually are a performance-based company, so we do actually want to earn your business month in and month out.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Okay. All right, perfect.
I'm definitely going to do it. Hear me out. My wife's going to approve this. We've been married a long time. I've known her since we were kids. She's
okay.
Going to go for this, no question. My only thing is she does the paying. She does all this. She's secretary/mom to our adopted 3 kids, so you know, she's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
she's gonna love this idea.
I love that. So that you guys adopted 3 kids, that's amazing. I really, you know, I respect that a lot. And if you guys have known each other since kids, that I mean, you have like the all-American story. You know, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't hear that anymore. You know what I mean? You know, people just don't stay together or know each other that long. You know, it's really refreshing to hear something like that. Ray, just, you know, while you're waiting for her, I know, you know, she would be into it, but just to kind of explain the program just a little bit, basically what you're paying for is the first page of Google. We'll get you on sponsored Facebook ads. We get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as Bing's first page, and then get you on mobile devices. So we'll pretty much paint your company there across the board on the internet. We do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months, but that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. This is just where you're going to get the most added benefit.
I understand how that part works.
Okay.
You can't get generous, but it's been there a minute. A while. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Facebook ads that we get up and running for you should start generating you work with them at about 7 to 14 days. So, and then I know that you have this website here, right? It looks like you got it through GoDaddy. I'm assuming maybe your daughter set this up for you.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Actually, me and my wife's friend did at a kitchen table one night.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
Me and my wife and my friend did it. No, we didn't know what we were doing. But by God, we did the best we could, and it's people like it. I mean, they're like, man, you got good pictures.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I really do like your pictures a lot. But just to kind of help you out, if you're interested, I can throw in a website at no additional cost. So we can use your domain name.
If you could get me one that'll help me better, look, you're the expert.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, so the great thing with our websites is we'll build them, optimize, manage, maintain them. They're 100% Google compliant. So that's how you'll be able to generate work from it, is by having it be optimized. And we can take your pictures and put them on the website that we create, and just kind of, basically it would just kind of clean it up a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. That,
what's your name? Are you going to be the one I talk to?
So, Ray, you have a whole account management team. So Monday through Friday, you have a whole account management team backing you, making sure that you're taken care of. I'm always here as a resource. So I'm here if you need anything escalated, you know, whatever it may be. I may not always have the answer because I don't actually set up the accounts. But
we're
in California, in Orange County, California. I don't know if you're familiar.
I've been there.
Oh, you've been
here. Y'all got a bunch of smart people out there.
Oh. You know what? I think there's a lot of smart people in North Carolina, too. Isn't that where, like, the Army bases are and, like, all the big military?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, my grandpa was from North Carolina. And then my grandma was from Virginia. So they both came out from the East Coast.
It's all about, like, computer-savvy people. There's so many computer savvy people I've met from California. It probably steals from the Silicon Valley, but there are some computer literate people in California. I'm telling you, a lot of these website designers and stuff. I'm working on a patent now, and one of the offices is in L.A.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. You know, I was born in California, and we started learning computers when I was like in third grade. Now they learn them in kindergarten. You know. I don't know if it's the same out there, but it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, it's like I my friend is a teacher, and at their school they're an Apple school, so all of the kids have Apple iPads now, like, you know, like kindergartners. It's just wild. I don't know. It's crazy to me, but I can definitely see why.
You know what's funny? My son that we just adopted is 2.5 years old. He's got on both of my iPhones and changed a screensaver by himself to a picture of himself. I had a picture of him and his two sisters, and he got on there twice, and he did it to his mom's phone, so he's not doing it accidentally. He knows how to change, 2.5 years old, change the screen to where it puts his face up there. His name's Kendrick. We call him Hambone. And he'll say, Hambone, Hambone. He wants a picture of him going on your phone, and he knows how to do it. Now, that's insane. I'm sorry.
No, it's wild. My sister was just telling me about this girl. She was, like, 5 or something, and basically her mom had put a lock on the phone, so she couldn't get into it unless she knew about it. And so the girl asked her to unlock it, and she screen recorded it, her unlocking it, so she could get the password and get into it.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
That's insane.
I mean, you know, this generation is just going to grow up completely different, you know, from every generation. I mean, they're basically born with technology. You know, it's wild.
It is. For a 2.5-year-old and a 5-year-old to do what, you know, to get into the passcode like that, and for a 2.5-year-old, to actually be able to change the screensaver on a phone, that's crazy.
I didn't get my first cell phone till like middle school, so I mean I'm in my 30s, so it was a little bit later, but not that young.
I'm 56, and I had a phone before almost anybody I've ever met, because I had, you know what a repeater phone is, where it's like a walkie-talkie two-way, and it's a repeater where you key the mic, but you could call a household line. Like back then, people didn't have cell phones, so I could get in my truck and call anybody I wanted. This was late 80s.
Okay.
And people didn't have, see, cell phones came out in 1982. First place they tried cell phones was in Chicago.
Interesting.
It was 1982. Yeah.
Okay.
But I had a cell phone, a carry-on, and a truck phone, and a bag phone in 89. So I've had a phone before most of the people that I've ever known.
Yeah.
Because I did construction.
You've always lived in North Carolina?
No, I'm from West Virginia originally. Okay. I went to college at Marshall University, and paid my way through college doing laboring for a mason, my oldest sister's husband.
Wow.
I loved it, and that's what I'm doing now, 34 years later.
Wow, that's incredible. you seem to have had quite an amazing life, definitely.
Yeah, I was adopted, and I'm adopted, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, you were adopted? Wow,
Yeah.
I really do. It's just, there's so many children that need homes, you know, it's just, I think it's just unfortunate how expensive it is, you know, it's really just so, it shouldn't cost as much as it does to adopt a child, you know, I mean.
Mine was my great-nephew and my granddaughter. My daughter passed away in 2015.
Okay.
She was,
I'm sorry to hear that.
We ended up with them, and then my great-nephew, my niece is not all, you know, she's kind of nuts. She goes to jail. He goes to an incubator. So we got him at 5 months. So he's 2.5 now. So, yeah, it just, but it took us, our final adoption was last Monday. Took us 2.5 years to adopt.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I mean, you know, they're lucky to have you. You know, they really are. My grandma pretty much raised me. So my grandma from Virginia, she raised me. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what I would have done without her. You know, I mean, it's just, it's always good to have a grandparent that's really willing to step up and be an active part of your life, you know. I mean, and so I understand, been there for sure.
Yeah. And I didn't take the baby boy to help me, which it ended up being great for me to have a son, but I did it because I didn't want him not to have anybody. I knew what it was like not to have anybody before I was adopted. So I didn't want him to feel like I did, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I'm sure he does, you know. I know that when somebody feels love, like, it's known, you know. I think that's all children really need is attention and love, you know. I mean, of course, clothes and food and a roof, you know, but,
love,
I mean, love is really what they need. So, I mean, definitely, I appreciate you sharing your story with me. It means a lot.
No problem. Well, listen, am I going to get a text or anything? I'd like to have a number where I could reach out to somebody. Do y'all have cell phones or landlines?
No, well, so you would be able to just call us. What's your email, Ray?
Okay. Do it under my wife's because she's going to be – she's going to be in charge. It's Patty Law, PATTYLAW 86 @gmail.com. And I'm going to give you mine too, okay?
Okay. Well, 1 second. Let me do this. So I'm going to email you over the package and everything it includes. It does have my extension and phone number in it. So that you'll be able to get a hold of me if you ever need to, whatever it may be. It does. So basically, in the email, it'll have the customer service line as well as my extension. So I mean, once we get everything going, everything will be texted and emailed to you. As far as all the information that you're going to need, as well as your invoice. I mean, I'm not sure if you know, but any marketing you do for your company is a tax write-off. You can use that. So sending this over to you right now. While we're waiting for your wife, I can at least start getting everything set up. So is your guys' last name, is it Law?
No, it's Stanley.
Stanley, okay.
S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, okay.
Yeah. S-T-A-N, like Stanley Tools Company.
Oh, okay. And then, I was just going to say that. That's the one I've heard, Stanley Steamer. I mean, you know, you'll never get those commercials out of your head, you know, if you've ever experienced them. They'll always be there.
I caught more heck about those commercials than you can believe.
Oh, I don't doubt that. So Now, I can put your email on the account, but you want most of everything to go to your
Correct.
Wife's email. Okay.
Correct.
I'll get that in a moment. So what's the best address for you?
It's 316 Cheeks Lane, like cheeks in your mouth, C-H-E-E-K-S, Cheeks Lane.
Okay.
And that's in Graham, North Carolina, like graham crackers.
Okay. I got that. And then, so now I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Now, I'm assuming that's a home address, right? So you probably want that address hidden online.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a logo for your company? I didn't really see one on your website.
I can send it to you. It's pretty awesome.
It's okay. You don't have to send it now. After I get everything all set up and process payment, then I'm going to set you up for a client interview. So the client interview will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. I can set it up for, you know, later today or Monday, whatever is better for you.
Yeah, we need to do it. Me and you and my wife talk this through, because she's definitely going to want to do it. She always says, whatever you think best. And I already know that. So she's going to be all on board. But she's going to be the one that pays you and all that. You know, she's in charge of that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Well, I can at least... Oh,
yeah,
sorry, what was that? No, what were you saying?
Have the card. She took the debit card. Mine expired. She's got the debit card at CVS. So I can't even give a payment until she comes back.
Oh, okay. No problem. That's fine. Well, we can just at least set up everything so that once she gets back and I go over it with her, you know, we can just process payment. So, I don't need too much more information from you, just some basics here. But do you guys have, I'm not sure if you even know, but do you have a Facebook business profile or would you need us to create you one?
I do have one. It needs tweaked though. I'm sure I'd use your expertise with it. But we have a Mainstream Matters Facebook, but it's not probably up to par, as they say. I'm not a good Facebook guy.
No problem. Let me see if I can find it. I'm not even good at Facebook, so don't worry about it. It's, you know, I completely understand.
And I'd like to be on TikTok. I'd like to be on all of it.
Yeah, so we don't do TikTok. Or Instagram, but we do the Facebook ads. So basically the way that they work, Ray, is when somebody looks for your services within your service area anywhere online, Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and then they run your ad on their news feed. So, I mean, I know maybe you haven't – yeah, I don't know if you've ever done – like if you have a personal Facebook and you, like, are even talking about shoes or something, and then you'll see ads for them on your Facebook. Have you ever seen something like that?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, so that's what we would be doing for your company. So they're called retargeted ads, but we'll make sure that they're retargeted when people are looking for your actual services. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and I did find your Facebook, by the way. So what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I'm kind of late. I'm kind of weird. I'm 9 to 8.
Okay. That's not weird. And then is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Yes. Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then...
Sunday put appointment only.
Okay. And then, do you have licensing and insurance for the business?
I am licensed and insured. I don't work with cop and everything.
Okay, perfect. And then, the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Phone, text my phone or call my phone, one of the A or B.
Okay.
Text first and then... If you really need me, I could call you and have a combo like this conversation.
Okay. Okay, perfect. No, that totally works.
You've got my number.
919-986-5565.
Yeah, that's my main line, but I also have another number that you need to use on the website, and it's another number, and it's on my website, the 336-350-3445, because that's the Burlington area. So I want it listed first, then the 919.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that here.
I'm only telling you that, Elf, because I wouldn't forget it if I don't.
No, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. So if somebody calls the 336 number, does it get directed to this number?
No.
Or do you just have another phone?
I carry both phones.
Okay. Okay.
So I will get the call.
Oh, it records? Okay.
Yeah, they both are voicemail, and I carry both phones because part of the region I work is a 919 area code, and it wants 336.
Okay.
So
okay.
In the Burlington area is what we're going to work in. We need to start with the 336. Put it first in the 919.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll do that here. So you're wanting to get work out of Burlington only?
Yes. Yes, from Burlington, North Carolina. Like Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that here. Perfect. And then, let's see. So, now your wife, her name is, I know I, you just get Patty, right?
Yeah, Patty.
And then it's the same last name, right?
Yeah, Patty Stanley.
Okay. And then, what's the best contact number for her?
Oh, let me look it up. You know how you never know your wife's or husband's phone number. Hold on. You just don't, because I, let's see.
It's always there in your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I have it right here. Man, what did we do before technology? My gosh.
I don't know. I mean, back when people were actually, like, printing out things to get directions, I mean, I still remember that.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure you remember when people used actual just maps from the gas station.
Oh, yeah. We get it all the time. Okay, here's the number.
Okay.
It's area code 743-214. 5677.
Okay. And then, okay, so I have all of your services, everything. So now, as far as contacting for all of the account, you want us to contact her, right? But the clients will be contacting you, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, I have all the information I need here. We can set up a client interview. Let me see what I have. Hold on. At least I can see if I can put it in. Let's see. I can do, hold on 1 second. Let me check. How long do you think you're going to be there with your wife?
Let me see what time it is. I'm going to try to buy a van for the company today. So today's kind of crazy.
Okay. We can do Monday. Let's see what I have for Monday.
11 o'clock Monday.
11. Okay. That works. So, on Monday, it'll be from 11 to 12. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
In that email, you include your phone number where I can get you directly, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'll it is in the email, but I'll text it over to you just so you have it too.
Thank you.
So I'll just send that
thank
over.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. And then now, do you think that your wife is much further away? I have everything set up, so. All I really need to do is go over it with her and then process payment.
Okay, hold on. You just sent that, Jesse? Jesse,
yeah,
just
I just sent it over. Uh-huh.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me text you right now.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
He's got the debit card because mine won't work.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Did you order a new one?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I'm with Chase Bank. I'm with Chase Bank of Bank of America.
Yeah, I'm with Chase too.
Oh, yeah.
I like Chase. Yeah, I like Chase.
Do y'all have Bank of America? Do y'all have Bank of America out there?
Yeah, we have Bank of America. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have Wells
Pretty
Fargo?
Pretty sure that they're... Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the three
I'm personally with the credit union.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Credit unions are always great to have, especially for interest rates these days. You know, interest rates are just so crazy.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to call back because I don't really know when she's coming back. I want to do this, but I don't know. I can't get her to text me back.
Well, do you maybe want to put... Well, I can maybe do a three-way, or do you want to put me on hold and give her a call?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. If you, for some reason it disconnects, I'll just call you right back, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Okay.